Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Any time that our hearts and minds are turned to our Savior Jesus Christ is the most wonderful time of the year. Thank you for joining us for this special Christmas celebration during Call to Worship. We continue the celebration as we recognize the gift of your grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you first loved us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ, your precious Son, died for us. By your grace, through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is your gift, not of our works, lest anyone would boast. As we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved. Saved from the penalty of sin. And through the Holy Spirit, saved from the power of sin. And when we graduate into your presence, to be saved from the presence of sin forever. We praise you, Almighty God, for all that you have done. And we worship you today because of who you are. As we continue to enjoy the true meaning of this day and this season, may the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Thank you. to worship today is celebrating Christmas.
Shepherds watch our keeping. This shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him home, the babe, the Son of Mary, the babe, the Son of Mary.
You are listening to A Call to Worship on this Christmas Day. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. Even if you're not able to listen in live due to your work schedule, you can find us online 24 hours a day. And you're able to look through the list of topics and choose one that meets your need at that time, or even listen to a program a second time. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
This is your Christmas call to worship.
Christ the Lord.
As we celebrate the birth of the child Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and our Savior, we read in God's Word the immeasurable gift of God's grace was manifest toward us through His Son, Jesus. Think about this Christmas gift of God's grace as we invest time in His Word today. Beginning with Matthew chapter 1, this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. And as he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Folks, the virgin birth of Jesus is proof that he is the Son of God and the mediator between God and man. "For they shall call his name Emmanuel," means that he actually will be Emmanuel, God, with us. God incarnate among us, able to communicate with us in a way never before possible. Up to that point, the chosen people, the Jews, had God with them in types and shadows, but nothing like when the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. If he had not been Emmanuel, God with us, he could not have been Jesus, a Savior. By his grace, this brought God and man together. Brothers and sisters, we have great reason to rejoice, just as the angels did, as we read in Luke 2. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Luke 2, 39 and 40. "And when Joseph and Mary had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee with Jesus to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." In Romans 5, there's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. "For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ." And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness. For all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus Christ." Ephesians chapter 2. "So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us, who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Because of God's marvelous gift of grace, we can shout for all to hear, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come."
Sweet.
Thank you for investing these moments in celebration with us on this Christmas Day during a call to worship and praise.
Oh,
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we continue the celebration of Christmas. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your station. It's important that we hear from you soon. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address once again, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Isaiah chapter 9. For a child is born to us, a son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Back in the throne room of heaven, plans were being made to announce the birth of God's Son on earth. Michael the archangel had just finished describing his great heavenly display of comets and falling stars. Gabriel went on with his musical plans, a great angelic choir of tens of thousands of voices, tuned with heaven's finest and latest harmonies, ready to serenade the earth. God interrupted their conversation. "No," he said, "that's not really what I had in mind. I'd planned a small gathering in Bethlehem, actually. We don't need all the trimmings." "But all my stars," said Michael. "What will I do with them?" "And my music," Gabriel added. Just then, Jesus stepped through the pearly gates and out onto the red carpet of time, started down the stairway of stars. Michael pled, "Father, let us do something. He can't go unannounced." "Well, all right," God said. "Gabriel, a few angels. Michael, just one star."